When a person makes a bracha al haruah, something bad happened to them, should make it b'tash shleima v'nefesh shafeh. You should have the same full-heartedness of recognizing the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you would make the bracha al ha-toivah. Because we know that everything Hashem does for us is only the toivah, where the person has yisurim of guf for a moment, it's all a kapar and a tzaveh. What's the test from HaKadosh Baruch to bring him oil and haba? There's so many tzaddikim that lived in tremendous poverty, and that was after the way that they were zeicher to oil and haba. Other people, the other way around, it says the Gemara that the place that had good waters and good wine, and big chalak m'klai, so lost the whole oil and haba because they got too involved in the kashri. Even Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful. That was in Eretz Yisrael. A person that something good happens to him, even though something bad may come out of it, should make a bracha toivah make it. So the person won a lottery, shouldn't have bought the lottery ticket. Maybe if you make the bracha, he'll be right, it won't, that's explained. But anything can potentially cause nesek. But right now, a person got something good, he should thank Hashem for the good, and same thing the other way around. The field was flooded, he makes the bracha in the emes, because it damaged the field, even though very often afterwards, it's irrigated the field, and there's some gain from it also.